another way to win that I'm not sure you guys have found quite yet. You ever surprise yourselves with another way to win hockey game?
No, it's definitely not how you drop a first period, but nobody panicked. We did a good job in the room in between the first and the second, and just kind of regrouped, and it wasn't really any different in here than it would have been if it was a tie game or we were winning. It was kind of the same attitude and the same things were said and what we saw on the ice and what we could do a little bit better, and just went out there and played a little bit faster and played with a little more confidence.
I don't know if it's the right word, but your team looked nervous in the first period. Your goalie looked nervous. Your team didn't handle the puck with the same smoothness you usually do. What was it? I assume it wasn't nerves, but what happens?
I don't know. We weren't nervous in the second, so maybe we should just do that more often. I think Paul came in here and just told us to go play hockey and don't really worry about everything around that's going on with the playoffs and coming home. It's a hockey game, and we're a darn good hockey team in here, and just go play loose, have fun. It didn't really matter if we lost that game 7-0 or we came back. The series is going to be 2-1 either way, and just go out there and play, see what happens, and that's what we did.
Has it made a habit of standing up for one another? I mean, did you think that was an impact when Mark stood up for Blake after the hit? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know per se. Four and four, I guess, kind of tilted the game there. We got some good offense there, and it's nice to see. But I think Blake can handle himself too, so it's not something I think we're too worried about.
What can you say about your captain? Looked like it wasn't going to be his night early. He missed the wide open net. You know, he's getting faster. He comes back and scores the winner.
Yeah, it wasn't really anyone's night early, but like I said, in between periods, he's the first one talking, and I think people see how that first period went for him and his attitude and how he was calm and kind of just collected himself and went out there and kept playing. And I think everybody kind of followed his lead, which is what we've been doing all year. He's been great for us in that category.
You had a big celebration after you scored that goal. That may have been the loudest I've ever heard this building before. Tell me what that moment felt like.
Yeah, I don't know. It's exciting. It's just kind of, you just kind of black out, I guess, a little bit. And just, it's fun. I think everybody's enjoying it. And that's one thing we've talked about. Like you said, we maybe a little nervous, a little tentative in the first period. Just go out there, enjoy it, have fun. And I mean, our talent comes out and our speed comes out, and we're just going out there and play. We know how to play and just let our emotions kind of take over.
You've talked at length about the home ice advantage in this series. Do you feel like that crowd had any role in that kind of quick turnaround in the second?
Yeah. I don't think you can say they have no impact on the game, that's for sure.
Can you tell me what happened between you and Nick Bonino there?
Just a battle. I'm fine with battling. He's a good player. He plays a hard game, and it happens. It's no problem. Just kind of happens.
Should you guys completely ignore what's going on around this town and in the arena and just try to block it out, or should you drink some of it in? Is there a fine line there?
I think you drink it in. I mean, you don't. Some of it you like going one ear out the other. You let's do it in pieces. But I mean, it's impossible to go around here. You drive home and there's signs everywhere. Every business has something out about the team. So it's not like you get this everywhere, and it's pretty special to be here and be a part of it. So you definitely enjoy it. You're gonna look back on this when you're old, and it's gonna be a pretty good memory. So I don't think it's something you should ignore.
You're concentrating on the game the whole time, but do you ever get to peek up at the scoreboard when they show what's going on outside?
A little bit. Not too much during the game, but I mean, you see stuff after the game, and just going back there in the lounge, you see pictures of what's going on outside, and it's a hell of a time getting into the rink, I tell you that. Now it's a little slow with some traffic, so you know everyone's excited, and I mean the city's excited, and it's fun to be a part.